Chapter 3. A Murder One Night. Poole, the butler, opened the door of Dr. Jekyll's house. "Is Dr. Jekyll at home, Poole?" Mr. Utterson asked.
"No, sir. The doctor isn't at home," he said.
"Poole," said Utterson, "I saw a man called Hyde going into the laboratory. He went in by the old door on the other side of the courtyard. Is that all right when Dr. Jekyll isn't at home?"
"Yes, sir," Poole answered. "It is quite all right. Mr. Hyde has got the key to the door. Dr. Jekyll gave it to him."
"Dr. Jekyll seems to trust Mr. Hyde," said Mr. Utterson.
"Yes, he does," said Poole. "And all the servants obey Mr. Hyde, too."
"I have never seen Mr. Hyde here," said Mr. Utterson.
"Mr. Hyde rarely comes to the house, sir. Usually he only goes to the laboratory," explained Poole.
Mr. Utterson left the house, absorbed in his thoughts. "Poor Jekyll. He seems to be in trouble. Something is giving Hyde control over Jekyll. Perhaps Hyde wants to harm Jekyll in order to inherit his money. I must help Jekyll, if he lets me." 2 weeks later, Dr. Jekyll invited Utterson for dinner. This was Utterson's opportunity to ask Dr. Jekyll about his will. "I want to discuss your will with you, Jekyll," Utterson began. "You know, of course, that I'm not happy with it."
"Yes, I know that," said Dr. Jekyll.
"Well, I met Mr. Hyde, and I don't like him," Utterson continued. Dr. Jekyll became pale.
"I can't talk about it," he said. "You don't understand, and talking about it won't change anything."
"Jekyll, you know me," Utterson said. "I am your friend. You can trust me. Tell me everything. I'm sure I can help you."
"My dear Utterson," said Jekyll, "that is very kind of you. I believe you and trust you completely. But stay calm. It is not as bad as you think. I will tell you one thing only. I am in control. When I decide to, I can get rid of Hyde. Thank you for your interest, Utterson, but this is a private matter. Please forget it."
Utterson thought for a moment. "I'm sure you're correct," he said finally, and stood up to leave.
"One more thing," added Dr. Jekyll. "Hyde is of interest to me. He told me that you saw him. You're my lawyer. Promise me that you'll do everything possible to help him after my death."
Utterson sighed. "Yes," he said, "I promise." One night, almost a year later, a terrible crime shocked London, especially as the victim was a well-known person. There were only a few details of the crime. A maid, alone in a house, went upstairs to her bedroom about 11 o'clock at night. The night was clear, and the moon was full, so she sat down at the window to look outside. She saw an old gentleman walking towards the house, and another very short man coming towards him from the other direction. The two men stopped to talk right under the maid's window. The old gentleman seemed to be asking for directions. Then the maid looked at the second man.
"I recognize that man," she thought, surprised. "That's Mr. Hyde. He was once at my master's house. I don't know why, but I don't like that man."
Mr. Hyde had a heavy cane in his hand. He listened to the old gentleman, but didn't say a word. Suddenly, he became angry and began to swing his cane in the air. Surprised, the old gentleman stepped back, and Hyde began to hit him cruelly with the cane. He hit him so hard that the cane broke. The old man fell to the ground, and Hyde began to jump on him, breaking his bones. A few minutes later, the man was dead.